From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Consumer prices are up, but just a bit, increasing 0.2% last month, mainly because of higher energy costs. But excluding the volatile energy and food categories, consumer prices were unchanged for a third straight month. The current annual rate of inflation is just 0.6%. That's the lowest level since the Labor Department first started keeping records more than 50 years ago. European finance officials are trying to hammer out a package of emergency help for Ireland to keep the debt crisis there from spreading. Ireland's government insists it does not need a bailout. Ireland's finance minister, Brian Lenihan, says what his government and the EU do agree on is the need to stabilize troubled Irish banks.
Let's be clear about one thing. The European authorities have welcomed all of the steps taken to date by the Irish government in this regard. And what they are saying and what we are saying, what all of the finance ministers are saying, is that we have to work together to resolve these market difficulties.
Britain's finance minister, George Osborne, says his country is prepared to offer help in addition to any bailout that comes from the Eurozone.
Ireland is our closest neighbour, and it's in Britain's national interest that the Irish economy is successful and we have a stable banking system. So Britain stands ready to support Ireland in the steps that it needs to take to bring about that stability.
Representatives from the EU and the International Monetary Fund will be meeting in Dublin today. Germany's government is stepping up security at airports and railway stations there. NPR's Eric Westervelt in Berlin says German officials are citing new indications of a possible terrorist attack.
German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière cited recent events and what he called concrete indications of a possible attack planned for the end of November in ordering the enhanced security. He said the move follows a tip-off from an unnamed country and also cited the intercepted parcel bombs from Yemen as evidence of the adaptability and persistence of Islamist extremists to carry out attacks. There are grounds for concern, de Maizière said, but not for hysteria. A few weeks ago, he cautioned against alarmism and downplayed threats to Germany when officials in the U.S., the U.K., France, and other countries increased their terror alerts. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Members of the House from both parties hold caucuses on Capitol Hill today to elect leaders for the next session of Congress. NPR's Paul Brown says GOP leader John Boehner is set to become the new Speaker of the House.
Boehner promises to block the Democrats' agenda. Example, he's joined a lawsuit against a provision of the new health care law, which he wants to dismantle.
This bill will ruin the best health care system in the world. And I believe that it will bankrupt our country.
Democrats say they'll stick to their goals in the lame duck session, including action on expiring Bush-era tax cuts and letting gays serve openly in the military. But it's unclear how far they'll get. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is reportedly conducting more than four dozen criminal investigations of former executives and employees at banks that have failed since the start of the financial crisis. The Wall Street Journal reports the effort is aimed at punishing alleged fraudulent or reckless actions, as was done following the savings and loan crisis decades ago. The FDIC's Deputy Inspector General says the agency is also seeking to recover money from former executives at some of the failed banks. The head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston is defending the Fed's controversial decision to pump $600 billion into the financial system. Kurt Nikisch of member station WBUR reports the goal of that action, which is known as quantitative easing, is to bolster the U.S. economy.
What the Fed is doing is buying hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Treasury bonds. The idea is to keep inflation at a good rate and to stimulate the economy. But some prominent economists say the U.S. has never done this before at such large scale and that it won't work. Eric Rosengren says it will. He's the president of the Boston Fed.
This policy works just like more common monetary policy. It's with a slightly different tool, and we have to do that, but it's really not dramatically different.
Rosengren says the Fed carefully considered the risks, and he's confident they can be managed. He says without the program, more people will remain unemployed longer. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nikisch in Boston.
At least 18 people have been wounded in a shootout inside a mosque in Pakistan. Police say followers of two local religious leaders pulled out weapons and opened fire in the mosque after a dispute over which of the two should lead prayers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.